Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. We find ourselves in exceedingly challenging times. In an effort to connect daily through tefillah and learning, please sign up to join the OU Tehillim call at 1 p.m. Eastern at ou.org/tehillimcall. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to the Torah Timecha Nachyomi series with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Esther Wien. We're studying Megillat Esther, and we are up to Perek 7. So, here we are at the moment of truth, that great standoff between Esther and Haman. It's an all or nothing standoff. We're either in creator mode, which means we recognize that we are part of a much greater reality and we're channeling it, or we don't. Our eyes are closed, or they're open to only the material world. Like we learned about the Eitz Hadas, your eyes will be opened, and we view ourselves as death bound, and we go into self-preservation and self-indulgence, right? Fear and desire. But now comes the great showdown between the two ideas, and Ahasuerus has to pick Tov over Ra. There is no middle ground here. And in the end, it's going to be black and white. There's one way, the MS, which is going to be Tov, and the Sheker, which is going to be Ra. And the choice will be crystal clear. Vatomer Esther. Esther says to Ahasuerus, after she made her plea, we're all going to be destroyed. And Ahasuerus said, who's going to do this to you? And she says, Ish tsar ve'oyev haman hara hazeh. Let's look at the words carefully. This person is tsar, is an adversary, an oyev and an enemy. Haman hara hazeh. Eating from the Eitz Hadas, tovara. Right? Haman min ha-Torah minayin. We learned. Where is Haman hinted to? Haman ha-Eitz? Did you eat from the tree? This is Haman hara. Choosing, thinking that we get to choose what we think is good and we think is bad. We end up very, very bad. Let's break down these words. When the survival mode delusion is exposed for what it truly is, for a total disconnect from God, from a blindness to anything other than my own interpretation of things and my own power struggles and my own self-preservation. And that's all that's there. And I get to make decisions and I get to play God. Okay? When that's exposed, it's exposed and it's called Tsar Ve'oyev and Ra. Tsar is narrow. Gesher Tsar Ma'od is a very narrow type of attitude. You can't see anything, with blinders on. And you become an enemy of the alternative, of the fact that although Hashem is not visible, there's Hester. You can't see God's hand moving all the pieces. Hashem is still there moving all the pieces. Haman hara hazeh. You know, saying Haman hara hazeh doesn't seem to capture. Imagine we said Hitler hara hazeh. It's like not enough. So what does the word ra really mean? This is again with Moshe Shapiro. The word ra, resh ayin, okay, it means bad. Well, let's think about this. What does bad mean? All right, so if you tell me you're eating a steak, and you say, can I have a steak knife? And I give you a butter knife, what are you going to tell me? You're probably going to say, This is not a steak knife. And we'll say, why not? And you say, because it doesn't cut. I say, no, it really is a steak knife. You say, but it's not serrated. I say, well, that's our steak knife. And then you say, well, this is a really bad steak knife. So bad means it doesn't do its job. It's broken. It doesn't work. Somehow it is defective for the job that it's supposed to do. Ra. Let's think about ways that the root ra is used. Teruah, the broken sound. Kisei Ua is a chair with three legs. You can't sit on it. What about Rea, friend? You know when we find the concept of a Rea in Torah? When Yehuda gives that terrible advice to the brothers to, you know, get rid of Yosef, which seemed like a great idea at the time, but then when they went back to tell Yaakov about it, they regretted it. And they sort of banished Yehuda, and he went down and found his Adulamite friend. He was definitely not, he wasn't exactly so welcome in the family after that. And he went down there and found his Adulamite friend. And then there was the whole story with Tamar, right? Remember that story? And it calls his friend his Rea. And we learned there that a Rea is a person who's there for you when you're broken. That's exactly what a Rea is. A Rea is the kind of person that is there for you, not just in good times, but also when you're low, when you're in a low point. So the word Ra means broken. Because broken means it doesn't work. It means it's defective. It can't do the job. And what's broken about Haman, what's broken about this whole mindset, this Eis Hadas mindset, this subjectivity of my way is the only way, is it breaks us. And it also is a broken way of thinking because it allows us to justify every single crime because it's good for us. It allows us to justify every sort of selfishness. It's just broken. It causes us depression. It causes us insecurity, it causes us anxiety, it causes us to feel that life is unfair, it causes us confusion. Why, what's the point of life? We're just trying to survive. It doesn't work. It's completely defective. And what Esther is saying when she finally pops the bubble and she says, it's me or you. It's either Hashem's overarching presence and guidance, which might be hidden but it's there, or it's you saying, what I don't see doesn't exist, and I'm filling that vacuum with myself. When that battle comes between the two, Esther is saying the thing that's so bad about the evil is the entire perspective is broken, and it leads you to self-destruction. Look, Haman is in the ultimate position now of total self-destruction, humiliation, shame, fear, horror, shock. Because he thought he was reading the story correctly. He thought that he understood what was going on, that he had power, that he could get rid of Mordecai. He had no clue about Esther being a Jew. Like, he just thought he got it right and that everything was in his favor and Esther invited him to the party. And suddenly, he's been exposed being a fool. He didn't understand what was going on. There were so many moving pieces here. The shock, the horror, the shame, the rage. This is the experience of the popping of the bubble that we, God forbid, can never, never let ourselves sink into. So she calls him Haman Hara. Because in the end, the survival mode mindset is a broken mindset. And the beauty of it, as we said, and as we learned, is that if we're lucky enough to be jolted out of it somehow, some way, and recognize that there's way more going on than how we think of what we think is going on, then we can save ourselves. And more than that, most human beings end up in this sort of mindset, this sort of attitude by default. Because when we're young, when we're children, the natural attitude is, what I see is the facts. And they can't even wrap their head around more complex and nuanced factors that are, you know, in play or behind the scenes or running through whatever situation they're in. Children are very literal, very practical. They just see what they see. It's very babyish. It's very childish not to understand all sorts of other considerations that are in play. For example, a child's running in the street. The parent smacks them. They just cry and get angry. They don't see the big picture. The parent says, you can't eat all this junk. They just cry and get angry and say, you're so mean. They don't see anything. They're the essence of this, like, survival mode instinct. Children exhibit that too. And we look at them, we say, oh, poor little children, they'll grow up, they'll learn. And we don't accommodate them because that's the way they see the world. We say, listen, trust me, I know better, right? So the part of us that's so childish and blind and driven by, you know, instant gratification and totally limited view of things, that part of us is the part of us that we have to grow out of. And if we don't grow out of it, will come back to destroy us. And Am Yisrael, through the journey of Gullus, through this long adult phase, this Hester Punim phase, we have learned to get ourselves out of this mode. And we always know that there's something bigger. Every year we have Shabbos. And even though many people don't keep Shabbos, but there's Rosh Hashanah and there's Yom Kippur. And everybody has a sense of awe. Almost everybody still has a sense of awe, like, on Yom Kippur, because we dress in white, we don't eat, like, we realize, like, there's another world, there's a ruchnius world, there's a world where we examine ourselves and we say we didn't do the right thing, we slipped into survival mode, we stole, we spoke Lashon Hara, we trespassed, we mocked people, we gave bad advice, we fooled people. Like, every Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we examine ourselves and we say, oh gosh, what did I slip into? You know, Socrates says, an unexamined life is not a life worth living. But every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we examine ourselves. We save ourselves from this. And so, unfortunately, those cultures, those peoples, those ideologies that just refuse to appreciate this new way of thinking that Am Yisrael brought to the world, particularly our pattern, our yearly pattern of self-examination, of self-censorship, of saying no to ourselves, recognizing no, you went blind, you know, you forgot who you were, you got stuck, right? We're able to pull ourselves out of that every year, and that's why Purim is like Kippurim. Once a year, we can examine ourselves and say, holy moly, I was in such a funk, right? I was in such a blind habit. Look at all this survival mode behavior I did. That's all of the al-chetz, right? But now I know, no. There's much bigger reality. There's a whole other world, a world of ruchnius, a world of emes that I'm supposed to open my eyes to and draw into me and let it influence me and let it be my melech, right? My guide, my influencer. That's the beauty. And Esther, ultimately, Am Yisrael, even through this long journey of Hester Panim, has learned this lesson and is able to turn to the Haman's, the survival mode attitude, and say, you are Ra. You are just broken. Okay, stay tuned for next session. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitland, Rachel Bat Shlomo.